Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 12 to 16. God asks a question of why no one is wise enough to understand what he is doing, or to understand his ways, how he thinks and what he does. He asks who has been taught by the Lord and can explain it. No one. Why has the land been ruined so that no one can cross it? It's become a no-go zone. It's become a complete desert. No one can even cross it by foot or by animal. God says, the reason for this is easy. It is because they have forsaken my law. And his law has not been hidden from anyone. He sets it before them, but they haven't obeyed and they haven't followed because they don't want it and they don't love the Lord. Instead, they follow the stubbornness of their hearts. They want their own way. Their hearts gravitate towards idolatry. They are disobedient to the Lord because they think their way is better and they will get more if they follow their way. The Lord will not provide for them. The Lord will ask them to do too many difficult things. And so they follow the Baals. They follow the falsehood as their fathers have taught them. So they're quite willing to do what their fathers say if their father's way is wrong. And they're quite willing to follow their family way if their family way is wrong. God says he's going to make his people eat bitter food and drink poisoned water. This is very interesting. It's not literal food that they're going to eat and drink that they're going to drink, but it's a reflection of their spiritual state. Their inner lives will be full of bitterness. Bitterness towards the Lord, bitterness towards his word, bitterness towards his ways. The drink within them, the spiritual life within them is poison water. It will poison people, and God's going to scatter them among the nations. They will be displaced. They will lose their home. They will lose their nation. They will be wanderers. They will be misfits in countries of the world. And they will take with them that bitterness and that spiritual poison, which will be spread everywhere. And the places that they go will be completely unknown to them. They will not fit in. They will not be at home there. They will be treated badly. God says he's going to pursue them with the sword of his spirit, until they are absolutely destroyed. And this is a dreadful picture for us, really, if we do not follow the Lord carefully and do not listen to his voice as he speaks to us. Do not bother studying his word to find out what we should do and how we should be. We're just going our own ways and almost, as it were, keeping our fingers crossed that it will all be okay. It won't be okay. Because without God's Spirit, we are spiritually dead. And we cannot follow God without the Spirit. So let us turn away when we've got the chance, so that we don't find ourselves in a foreign place where no one is for us and where our hearts are full of bitterness. And some of the things that come out of us, a lot of the things that come out of us are actually poison. Let us follow the Lord and turn from Baal.